thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Congratulations on your high noon nooner tour. High neon nooner tour. What is a neon nooner anyway? Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah, high noon neon, man. It's basically sitting in the bar at lunchtime and starting drinking. So yeah, I've had a few of those.
Yeah, Zeke has too. He knows exactly what.
Honey,
it means.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Oh, good gosh. We are so excited you're kicking off the tour here in Kansas City, I can tell you that.
Well, I appreciate it. We are, too. I mean, Kansas City has always been a great city for us, and everybody there has always really supported us, and so what better place to kick it off than there with you guys. So we're excited. It's going to be fun.
By the way, congratulations. The ACM nominations came out yesterday. You got two of them. Congratulations, buddy. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, that's obviously something for us that never gets old, you know what I mean?
So, I was going to ask you, is that just kind of like old hat for you now that you get the phone call? Oh, by the way, you're nominated.
No, you know, it's still exciting, man, because, you know, I'm kind of one of those acts that, for me, it's a little different. One of the awards at the ACMs, I tend to get, you know, nominations there, but at the CMAs, we don't get as much. So for me, you know, this is like a once-a-year thing, and, you know, it's definitely something that I don't take for granted. It still means as much now as it ever did. So it was exciting, for sure.
I have a question. Of course, when we see your name coming to Kansas City, we get excited, but I'm curious, how much input do you have on who your opening artists are? Because when I saw Lauren Elena, when I saw Luke Combs, it's a powerhouse lineup from top to bottom. Did you have a big influence in deciding who comes on the road with you?
Yeah, I mean, I always have a lot of input in those things. I mean, when you have somebody on tour with you like that, you basically, you know, you become family on the road. I mean, you spend a lot of time with those people. And my thing's always been, you know, if I'm going to have somebody on the road with me for an entire year, I at least want to like their music and like them as a person, like hanging out with them and things like that. I had a chance to meet Luke last year. He did a show with us. I got a chance to meet him, and I was already a fan of his music, but I hadn't met him yet. So I met him and got to know him a little bit. And then Lauren, actually, she was on tour with us a few years back, and so I knew her really well. And, you know, and she was coming off a big year, and obviously Luke's having coming off a big year, and just felt like it was a good pairing, you know. But we've been pretty fortunate over the years with our opening acts. I mean, we've had Luke Bryan and Eric Church and Florida Georgia Line and Thomas Rhett, you know, guys like that in the past. So, I mean, we've been able to pick some pretty good ones right before they were really about to explode. Track record as far as that goes is pretty good, but you know, and I think Luke and Lauren are two more of those acts, so I'm excited to have them out.
Quick question, if I could go back to the Entertainer of the Year category real quick. If you could vote and you couldn't vote for yourself, who would you vote for? Garth, Luke, Stapleton, Keith Urban?
You know, I'd probably vote for Luke. He's selling out shows and Judge now on Idol. I mean, and it's weird because I always look at the Entertainer of the Year as a touring award. I mean, I always have. I always will. It's never been an award that I sort of look at, you know, other things like TV shows and if you're doing this or that. But to me, that's always been a touring award. But even with Luke doing Idol, like, to me, take that away and what he's doing just touring-wise, I think he would be the guy that I would vote for. So, plus, he's my buddy. But I also think that, you know, from a touring standpoint, he's out there doing it as big as anybody. So he'd probably get my vote for sure.
So it's weird because we talked to Luke about 30 minutes ago, and he said he'd vote for anybody but you.
Ouch.
Just kidding.
He did not.
All right. One more quickie question. We'll let you go. How many poopy diapers have you changed in the last month?
Oh, man. I'm out of fingers. I don't know. Too many to count. It has been a lot. Let me just say that.
Well, he's a cutie.
Thank you very much. He's awesome.
Baby Memphis. That's awesome. Well, Jason, we look forward to you kicking off the show, the tour here in Kansas City, May 10th. Tickets go on sale
in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, like real quick here. So get to AXS.com or the Sprint Center, wherever you go. And Jason Aldean, we will see you May 10th. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.